Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's bring him in, and thank you, Woody. Brian Baldinger joins us this morning. Baldy, how you doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing good, buddy. It's good to hear your voice, man. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, I got a little surprise. It's got everybody fired up, and this is what happens when you're 0-2. Here's Tua from yesterday talking about Josh Allen. I want you to hear this.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So, definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, you know, he's supreme when it comes to that. So it's going to be fun. Get to see him, get to play him again, and we'll see.
Baldy, he go a little too far on the compliment of Josh Allen a little bit, or
well, they have owned the division, and he is the best player in the division. He is the reigning MVP. That's usually what MVPs do. What Tua is explaining right there. So, I mean, he doesn't really need to do that, but he's just being honest, honestly, of what we all watch, you know, week in and week out. Anybody watched what he did to the Jets last Sunday, you'd probably say the same thing.
So, help me out with this 0-2. First of all, the right tackle and right guard are out already. So Keon Smith and Larry Borm are playing. Then a problem stopping the run on the other side. It's just been a little bit of everything so far, and a disappointing loss again last week to New England. What's your take overall on what you've seen from the team?
Well, Joe, I mean, the Dolphins, they run three plays and they're down 12-0. You know, I mean, New England went right down the field. I mean, you can't execute any better. They made it look pretty easy. You got a rookie left tackle, rookie left guard. It didn't make any difference against all those guys they pay a whole lot of money to. You'd think, you know, whether it's, you know, Chubb or Sealer or, you know, all the guys that, you know, been around, they didn't affect Drake May at all. You know, so that was disappointing. You know, but they did get back into the game. They did take the lead. I mean, that's a credit, you know. But, I mean, were they really ready to play, you know, against the Patriots? I mean, that's kind of what you have to ask yourself. But, you know, the holding, you know, the penalties on the offense line on Brewer, you know, or, you know, they're the team right now that's having a hard time getting out of a hole. And so, you know, that didn't help them at all. And I thought, you know, the touchdown to Mac Collins, can they make it any easier?
No.
You know, right now they're struggling so bad, you know, in the passing game, both weeks. You know, Daniel Jones and Drake May, they look like Daniel, you know, they look like Marino out there right now.
Well, we've seen it up close, and I don't know which side of the ball has struggled the most at this point. But you're right. There's a lot of bad numbers. So, moving on here a little bit, Tom Brady. I am shocked by this, and I happen to be a huge Tom Brady fan. 5% owner of the Raiders, sits in the coach's box, didn't hide it. Watching the Chargers involved, I guess they say now he's involved with the offensive coordinator. Talks to him a lot, is really involved, and he's doing games for Fox. And I just don't see how the NFL doesn't think this is just a small conflict. What's your take?
It's a conflict. You know, I mean, it's not helping Geno Smith. He played the worst game he's ever played in his life.
Right.
You know, so I, you know, it didn't help. I've seen Tom the last 2 weeks. I saw him in Washington. I was doing the game, Washington Giants. I saw him last week, Philly and Kansas City. I was doing a game on radio. you know, he stands at midfield for 2 hours before the game, and everybody comes to talk to him.
Right.
You know, I mean, whether it's the general managers, you know, Adam Peters or Howie Roseman, the players come up and talk to him. Coaches come and talk to him. So you can say, well, he's not allowed to be in production. I mean, he's getting information down there in the field. I'm sure in the conversation he's having with these guys, like he's seen everything. But, you know, the fact that he's not in production meetings doesn't really mean that. He's getting the information he needs. But I do think it's a conflict if you are around Chip Kelly and talking about draft and talking about that. And, you know, he's got all this information he's getting. Yeah. You know, I mean, it should, in the long run, probably help the Raiders, but I don't know how much it really does.
So the funny part is, and I get that the league wants him. I'd want him too. He might be the greatest player of all time, the greatest quarterback. You can't even argue with that. And so I understand the league. It's good to have Tom Brady around. Tom Brady is good for the National Football League.
He's good for business.
Yes, he is. So I do understand that part. All right. Best team right now in the AFC and NFC. For me, it's Green Bay and Buffalo. What about for you?
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong with how they have played. You know, I mean, for Buffalo's comeback against Baltimore like that, down, you know, 40-25 in the fourth quarter, and they didn't blink. They came back and beat what might be, you know, as good a team as there is offensively, at least in this league. And is what Green Bay has done, you know, in a four-day period of time. I mean, to take Detroit apart the way that they did, to see the Micah Parsons, you know, injection into that defense, which was already good. Now they look great. It's hard to argue with those two teams. There are seven undefeated teams, Joe. Seven undefeated teams, I think. I wouldn't argue with either one of those teams right now.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
All right, Baldy. So getting back to Buffalo for just a second, as you know, we're leaving today to go up there and for the Thursday night football game. You know, it's funny. They got a really good team, obviously. I think the key to that thing, that offensive line is playing. It's same guys, by the way, every year.
Yeah.
They don't get hurt. They line up with the same five, with the same key backups, and they just come at you. And now, I don't know if the run blocking looks better to you, but their numbers are way up this year. Is there any weakness on this team that you look at Buffalo? And they don't have superstars, but they got a lot of really good players.
Well, they play really well together as a team. And, you know, the offensive line, Deion Dawkins is their star player. Aaron Cromer's their offensive line coach last 3 years. They do line up the same five guys somehow every week, the same sixth guy that comes in. You know, it's consistency. And they play with that, you know, and they've all developed. Osiris Torrance was a rookie 3 years ago. You know, he looks like a Pro Bowl guard right now. And there's a toughness to him. Like, it all starts up front. And, you know, Josh Allen is kind of one of those guys. You know, he walks onto the field with Deion Dawkins, you know, at practice. So they play really well up front. For sure. Defensively, you know, here's the key is that, you know, they lost Ed Oliver last week. He didn't play. He didn't even notice. You know, I mean, you lose Matt Milano, you don't even notice that he's not on the field. They play so well together defensively. They don't let the ball go over their heads. Buffalo's had Miami's number, obviously, since Josh Allen came into this league. Miami has never beaten them up there. So, I mean, it's I'm not saying that the epitaph is already being written right here, but, you know, they got the work cut out for them this week against that team.
Yeah, I'm just worried down here, you know, everybody's saying the right thing, but it's about is Mike going to keep his job and, you know, and how's the confidence of the team and, you know, and what.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened at the end of the game? You get two chances score a touchdown. They get
Joe, you get, you know, you're at the 40-yard line. You got a minute and 47 to go. We just saw Baker on Monday night take his team down and score a touchdown.
Right.
Like everybody, you know, you're out there practice. Everybody runs that 2-minute drill every Friday. They rehearse it all year long. And to see them play like that, you know, and an opportunity to go beat that team, like that was probably the most disappointing thing to me about the whole day last Sunday was that last drive where it looked awful.
Yeah.
It was just a horrible finish.
Yeah. There was some bad penalties and a coach and a quarterback looking at each other and can't figure out what to people, too many in the huddle, not enough, this play, that play, delay a game. It was just, end up losing 10 yards on penalties. Got just about into the red zone, there was just, I don't know. I know they work on all these things and then this goes back. Mike's practices are too easy and it's too much of a country club and you know, you hear it every week and you're out there sometimes, you know, a lot of the guys, it just gets so frustrating, the same stuff. And now you play the way the national media thought you were going to play. A lot of people predicted this was going to happen.
Well, look, the only way to quiet the noise is to go shock the world, you know, Thursday night.
Absolutely.
And go up there and beat Buffalo. That will take all of that, all the stuff that's building. And it was a lot louder, you know, after this loss against New England than it was, you know, against Indy. And it was bad after Indy. But they go out there and beat Buffalo, it all goes away. At least temporarily, it goes away. And then you start thinking about, well, if they can beat Buffalo, they can beat anybody, you know, that kind of thing. So, like, that's what's out there in front of them. And I'm sure that's part of, you know, Mike's speech to the team this week and in preparation. I mean, they've got talent in certain areas. They do have real talent. And Tua did play better last week. There is an awful lot of good players on the defensive line. It's about time they go out there and do something about it.
Yeah, you know what? And funny, this first time in a long time, I've talked about Achan Waddle and Tyreek Hill having good games together, making big plays. It's been a while. And, you know, the speed that he has and Mike loves having and loves to use, and we got something out of him finally.
Well, I think it looks like the offense just goes through Achan. Like, obviously, Tyreek had a better game, and so did Waddle, and he found the end zone. That was all good. But, you know, Achan is their star player. And so, you know, I'm sure he's going to, you know, relish the spotlight. He's a young kid that, you know, he's got the fresh legs and the speed. And so let's see what he can do against a Buffalo defense that I don't think their safeties are great, Joe. I don't think their corners are great. But the way that they play, and Joey Bosa was a real factor last week, so I'm sure he's going to see that, you know, backup right tackle quite a bit. I mean, Joey still looks like he has what it takes to be a great player.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're bragging about him. Yeah, you're right. Hey, finally, before I let you go, Kansas City's 0-2. Is it too early to go, we got somebody new in the AFC that's going to take over?
Well, it's not too early, but it's you know, I saw the game Sunday, and they don't have an explosive element to their team. And, you know, to see Travis Kelce drop a ball, or bobble a ball to goal line to take the lead in the fourth quarter and have that ball intercepted, that turned the whole game around. They're not making the plays that we're used to see them making. And, you know, they're really struggling to run the ball. They don't look like they've got any kind of elite running back right now. And so there's certainly some issues where you go, okay, maybe this is the year the Chargers take over, or maybe Denver does. But you can see that sort of sentiment growing around the league right now.
Baldy, always great having you, man. Thank you so much. And hopefully I get to talk to you soon, and we're talking about Dolphins playing better football. So thank you, bud.
I hope so, Joe. I'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, thanks. Brian Baldinger joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, a little bit about the NFL. Woody.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.